Burns now ready to present frank evidence. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, the 20th of April, 1914, page 16, column 5. William J. Burns returned to the city on Monday and announced that he is ready to make his report on the Leo M. Frank case whenever the attorneys for the defense want it. Further than that, the detective had little to say. He has been absent from Atlanta for more than a week, but positively refused to state what places he had visited. He returned on a train from New York. As the result of his statement, it is generally expected that his report will be made by Wednesday, the date set for the hearing of the extraordinary motion for a new trial. In view of the fact that he has announced that he is ready to report at the pleasure of Frank's attorneys, it is certain that Solicitor Dorsey will protest at Wednesday's hearing against any further delay on any matter that may be used by the defense in amendments to the extraordinary motion. The statements relative to the case made by Burns in the past indicate that his report will name Jim Conley as the murderer and exonerate the man who has been condemned to die as Mary Fagan's slayer. Solicitor General Dorsey was busy on Monday, preparing for Wednesday's hearing, and it is practically certain that he will file numerous affidavits to contradict those used by the defense in the extraordinary motion. Mr. Burns, on his return, said that no one had claimed the $1,000 reward, which he had offered for evidence against Frank's character.